¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, SiriusXM, Channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates back in a couple of moments. All right, man, is it hot as hell, huh? I actually don't mind the heat. I've lived in a lot of hot cities, Los Angeles, Las Vegas. So I don't mind it, but, like, man, like, things are starting to overheat type of deal, like, it's like everything's just basically, like, hot, like, my desk area here, man, like, I can't imagine, like, if I had, like, if we did a temp check here, temperature check on aisle two, temperature check, all right, shout out to our boy Matthias, done a great job this week with different NFL guests. We're trying to get to, like, pretty much, I don't know if we'll do every team, we'll try to get to every team. Well, we'll do every team, but, like I'm saying, you know, divisions and everything like that. So systematically, we're checking them off, right? See, usually in the past, I've made it harder, Matthias, and tried to do it in alphabetical order. So I'm like, all right, let's go with a Buffalo guy now today. Let's go with this guy. But we're checking in with every camp, like, so by the end of it. But August is around the corner here, so I'm thinking actually starting next week, actually, I'm just going to start. We're just going to go. We sort of started tonight in alphabetical order, right? I mean, it's just, all right, let's just go for it here. Well, that was with Teddy, but we'll just get guests randomly, boom. So we had the Dolphins earlier in the week. We got tonight, we talked some Ram football. Tomorrow, we got the Raiders covered with Vinny Bonsignore.
Last week with Detelier, too.
They were the Saints last week, Arizona with Balzer. So we're banging them off one by one. We're checking in with each team. But next week, we're going to go through each conference in college football team by team. All right, this is the win total. Do we want in? Check, pass, yes, no. I've been focused in on a few of them. Julio's throwing Colorado and Northwestern at us and stuff. Like, man, 3.5, real low numbers. Normally, we like to go by to the over when it's real low. So a lot of stuff to break down here still this evening. We're gonna get into some baseball with Adam Trigger. We'll take a look at the overnight numbers. So Mike Sando, see, actually next week, Matthias, let's get Sando on. Sando's a guest on our show. Let's get Sando on. And you know, I think Sando's kind of getting a little bit of a bad rap. I think he's getting a bad rap in a sense. In the way that Sando didn't write an article, right? Like, it wasn't like Sando's takes. It was Sando spoke to NFL personnel and asked them. You know, he asked them, what's your take on every quarterback, etc. And as we stated, a lot of them... a lot of them seem to have kind of like stereotypical dog whistle takes. All right, let's do this thing. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. It's level 3. Adam Trigger will step up and then we'll pull the trigger with Adam Trigger. We'll get you up to date with the overnight baseball scene. You know, overnight numbers. Could give you a couple overnight picks as well. Adam is really into the baseball, and if you're overnight hardcore degenerate, we've got some Korean baseball picks. Adam handicaps the Korean League. We've been in football. We have a lot of football talk here tonight. A lot of football talk, and it's time now to start pulling the trigger on our football futures. We're sort of going through each team one by one, and you know, is there anything we're missing here? We started off with the Arizona Cardinals. We've talked a lot of Cardinal football. They're checking in at 8.5. Just talked with Rich Hammond, talked some L.A. Ram football, and I think the L.A. Rams actually, listen, the NFC is not very good. So there's not like there's like a ton of legitimate threats and teams that can really beat them up. But I think everything was a perfect storm for the Rams last year. The Super Bowl was at SoFi. Right. Yeah, they brought in Matt Stafford. Cooper Kupp had one of the best years in the history, if not the best year of any wide receiver ever before. They can't match that. And even with all of that, right, with everything that happened, they still like nearly didn't win. Right. Like Matt Stafford to me is going to be a problem this year. Yet I don't think, you know, I think when we talk about the Los Angeles Rams and how they operate, they'll throw anybody under the bus. Like, they'll move on without you, right? Look, they moved on without Odell Beckham. He got injured winning a Super Bowl for them. Well, good. Best of luck in the future, Odell. Robert Woods, thanks for everything that you've done. Best of luck in the future. Jared Goff, thanks for everything you've done. Best of luck in the future. Like, Matt Stafford's on a short-term deal, so I don't think that the Rams are worried about that. I think they might probably even sort of expect it and figure, well, it doesn't matter. We won the Super Bowl with Stafford, and we'll get a new quarterback next year, and we'll move on. I think that McVay, you know, you get these coaches that think, you know, that they're geniuses and stuff. They start thinking they can win with anybody, and, hey, McVay just did it. But with all that being stated, in the big picture, I don't think the Los Angeles Rams are going to repeat as Super Bowl champions. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Has Soto been traded yet or what? Adam Trigger will step up and in. We talk baseball next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Thursday night throwdown continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renessi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people are busting, but everybody else in between, we're breaking it down. Let's talk baseball. Adam Trigger, Wager Talk, steps up and in. Adam, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us this evening. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Gabe. I saw your Toronto Blue Jays in person last week, and let me just say it was the most anticlimactic game I've been to. It was the game at Fenway Park, 14-0 by the fourth inning. We were at the bar in the fourth inning. I think this is the earliest I've ever left a baseball game.
So you were there for the 28-5 Toronto Blue Jays beatdown at Fenway Park?
I was, yep. And like I said, I saw 14 runs scored, and I was out of there by the fourth inning. So we were at game on down the street from Fenway by the fourth inning. Once it was 14-0, we figured it, we were good to just go about the rest of our night.
And the real question was, did you have the Blue Jays?
You want to know what's funny? I talked about taking the Blue Jays all day, and I didn't have any action. I had to obviously have live action because we were there. It wasn't a game I was, like, high on either way. I settled on a small bet on the under, which was probably the quickest loss I've ever had. Like, it was done. You know, that game was over in the third inning. And so, like I said, once that happened, we went to the bar, but we all had the Astros huge that night. They knocked off the Mariners, so it did end up being a good night for us.
Well, you know what? You were there for history, except you left, because nobody had ever scored 25 runs in the first five innings of a Major League Baseball game before, and the Toronto Blue Jays did. The Blue Jays didn't score 28 runs tonight. They just scored five this evening, but it was enough against the Detroit Tigers. It's been quite the week this week as far as underdogs are concerned. The favorites have been heavily priced, yet bettors have been getting burnt by laying heavy chalk this week.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, because the All-Star game is like the great disruptor of the season, and typically it's going to hurt the teams that are typically favored more because they have more All-Stars, and it's just more guys. You know, you look at a team like the Mariners, they lose, you know, Julio Rodriguez ends up missing a couple games. You know, no surprise, the games that they've lost of late, he was out. Obviously, they lost tonight. But, you know, still, I mean, there's other examples of it, too. You know, the Yankees have actually had a slow couple weeks now. But, you know, I don't think it's that surprising. I think some of these pitchers that are typically big favorite pitchers get a little bit vulnerable once they have to throw a relief outing in the All-Star game. So, you know, it's something we may see go back to normal. Usually the favorite, like the big chalk favorites in Major League Baseball, will start to really dominate once these lesser teams, you know, have their yard sale at the trade deadline and are suddenly trotting out a Triple-A roster. But, yeah, it's certainly been if you're a dog bettor, it's been good of late.
Well, the Yankees were big favorites tonight. They survived when Aaron Judge hits a game-winning home run. Now you got Gerrit Cole on the hill on Friday night, minus 375. Massive price, and I wouldn't be surprised if it actually goes up.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting game because you have the Royals coming in, and they've been shut out three straight games, which is, you know, are they going to be shut out a fourth straight time? I mean, you know, Gerrit Cole, if there's someone that could do it, it could certainly be him. But right now, Gabe, I'm not looking to bet on the Yankees. This is a team that they're still being priced, as their record would suggest, but they're 18-17 in the last 35 games. So it's a prolonged stretch of sort of, you know, coming back to earth, if you will. You know, tonight they do steal the win. They don't cover the run line. You know, you still have Giancarlo Stanton out for a couple weeks, and they have been abysmal the last three games with runners in scoring position. They can't cash in with guys on base. So we'll see if that continues tomorrow. But man, I don't know if I could back Bubik at Yankee Stadium. That seems that if there's a spot where they were going to get right, it certainly could be tomorrow. Of course, the Royals now no longer have Benintendi in the lineup. So man, some of these books, you know, if you're going to get like a plus 2.5 with the Royals, which is something that you might see at a couple books around even money, I mean, that's not the worst bet. That's probably how I would look to the side. But I don't think the Royals get shut out a fourth game in a row, and we've got to see the Yankees hit eventually. So that over eight, that eight might be a little low in that game. Maybe look to the over there.
Adam Trigger kicking it with us. And yeah, it's amazing with some of these massive numbers. We saw it in the National Hockey League this year where it got to the point where I was like, man, I'm getting plus 3.5 with the Phoenix Coyotes, right? Like, it was like that. It got to be that big. And, you know, run lines cash in Major League Baseball. Look, we saw tonight, if you were getting 2.5 with the Tigers against the Blue Jays, you cashed. The Royals lost by one tonight against the Yankees only. As far as their run line is concerned, it's a -1.5, -176. So you've got to lay a price, and that's something that I'm not down with. I don't mind laying run lines, but I don't like laying. I'm not going to lay -175 with a run line. That's then it right. Gets into parlay material if you really like it that much.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Gabe. Actually, a spot with the Blue Jays comes to mind from about a week or two ago when the Royals went up there with a bunch of their players missing, and you had people laying minus 200 on Blue Jays -1.5. And, of course, the Royals went up there and won that first game. So, yeah, I would definitely proceed with caution. I don't typically ever lay -1.5 in Major League Baseball. I'm certainly not going to do it if I've got to lay juice as well.
If you look at the St. Louis Cardinals, they went into Toronto with a similar situation in the Royals, not without 10 players, but without their two best players in Goldschmidt and Arenado. And they were the same thing. The Blue Jays were like -250s, laying this big, big price. And what happened? The Cardinals got the split. So if you bet the Cardinals in both games, you actually did show a profit. Wild game tonight with Philadelphia. Philadelphia are up 7-0. And for those of you that look away, you turn back. It's like, what? 8-7? Final score? But Philadelphia did survive tonight.
Yeah, they did, but barely. And you know, if I'm looking at this game tomorrow, it looks like Quintana versus Falter, and you're probably Pittsburgh's like +110 right now, so Philly's a shorter favorite. You know, Gabe, the Philadelphia Phillies are just not a team that they're kind of on my fade list. They've been on my fade list for a lot of the season, but you know, I look at some of the moves they made in the offseason, guys like Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, neither of which are playing well right now. Of course, Bryce Harper's been out, and their bullpen has improved. It's rebuilt, but it still can be a liability at times. You know, and then you have one of the big things that I think doesn't really get priced in the line correctly. It's how awful they are defensively. They're one of the worst defensive teams in the league, and I think that you know, doesn't always get taken into consideration. Similar to, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays, who lead the majors in base running outs this year, right? Like, little things like that. I bet a lot of people wouldn't be able to sort of rattle that off. Okay, well, the team that's made the most outs on the base pass this year, the Tampa Bay Rays, the team that's typically good at you know, not beating themselves, you know, but the Phillies, you know, in my opinion, do tend to beat themselves. And of course, tonight they they almost squandered an 8-2 lead. So for tomorrow's game, you know, Quintana is someone that he's pitched well of late. And the Pirates, even though they're 2-9 in their last 11 games, they still show, like, going forward, I still think they could be a team that could show some value, especially as an underdog. Of course, you know, O'Neill Cruz, since being, you know, he kind of provided that initial spark when he got called up. His overall numbers are not overly strong, but I just think having him and some of those other young guys in the lineup, you could see the Pirates get off the mat as a live dog. I would have liked to take them +1.5. The +1.5 in that game is a tad pricey at -150, but still, you know, I'm willing to go against Spalter here. So, you know, I would roll the dice with Pittsburgh at +110 and maybe make yourself, you know, you can make a +1.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're worried about, you know, if you want that extra cushion, but +1.5, you play it a little smaller. I would lay the -150 there. I think the Pirates could bounce back, especially after getting to the Phillies bullpen late tonight. I think they'll have more confidence than they would have had they just lost 8-2, and they could be live in that spot tomorrow night.
Adam Trigger kicking it with us. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Throwdown continues. This is Sports Rage, SiriusXM Channel 159 on Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We're pulling the trigger with Adam Trigger. WagerTalk.com, Adam Trigger. Follow him on Twitter at TopFlightSI. We're taking a look at the overnight baseball, and he has some real overnight baseball for us as far as the KBO is concerned, the Korean Baseball League. But let's stay on the Major League Baseball diamond. All eyes are on the Major League Baseball trade deadline right now as we head into the final week in the play before the deadline. A team that has been talked about in connection with Juan Soto are the Seattle Mariners. It would be a massive move and a massive signal sent from their organization if they actually did pull the trigger on a move like this. And listen, they were smoking hot. So they're going to the All-Star break. They were winning 14 games in a row. Rodriguez gets banged up. And they have to deal with the Houston Astros. But I do believe that the Mariners will be fine. They just can't beat the Houston Astros, which is, it's a tough spot for them that they have to get the Astros twice coming out of the break, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy, I was going through, you know, my notes for this game. They, for the last 3 weeks, the only team to beat them in the last over 3 weeks now is the Houston Astros. They are 17-4 in their last 21 games, and all four losses are to the Astros. And I think you can put an asterisk by that because, of course, Rodriguez had the, you know, the wrist injury or whatever, or, you know, wrist soreness. So he missed a few of those. He missed a couple of those games against the Astros. And obviously, you know, look at the season he's had. He absolutely would have made a difference. But the Mariners are absolutely a team. You know, I think I was on vacation last week, so I was on with you a couple of weeks ago, and I was, you know, talking about maybe playing against them. I think you said, Gabe, you know, no, I'm not going against this team. They're, you know, potentially for real, and I think I've come around a little bit on that at this point. They're really not a team. You know, they handed me a loss earlier this week in one of those games with the Rangers, but man, this is a team that continues to find ways to win games. The bullpen ERA in that 17-4 stretch is just a shade over 2. So extremely impressive from their, you know, their pitching as well. And yeah, I wouldn't, you know, the Mariners, don't they have to go for it? I mean, they haven't been to the playoffs in 2 decades. I would, if they can get anyone that's going to help them get there, I think they've got to go for it, Gabe.
Longest drought in pro sports, and it's amazing, isn't it? As you stated, the last time they've lost to anybody, it's a great stat, is the Oakland Athletics on July the 1st. They have to go back to July the 1st since they've lost anybody besides the Houston Astros.
Yeah, and you know what? That might end tomorrow. I think the Mariners are a little bit undervalued tomorrow. Of course, it's Verlander on the mound for the Astros and Robbie Ray for the Mariners. And I'm just looking at the early betting here, and it looks like, you know, it's like how quickly we forget, right? Like a week ago, you know, you couldn't find someone to bet against the Mariners. Everyone's money was on the Mariners, and a couple losses, and now here we are. It looks like the majority of the tickets so far, obviously in the early going, are on Houston, and I wouldn't be surprised if the math is just, you know, lay -170, -180 with Verlander, Astros at home. That makes complete sense. But I think the Mariners are more than capable of getting off the mat and winning tomorrow. And I actually, you know, one of the bet, I've said this before, a bet I absolutely love. I love getting +1.5 with the road team. You know, you get the extra at bat because, of course, if the Astros are batting in the ninth inning, it means they're tied or behind. And I think you'd take your chances most times if you had +1.5 with a team tied or, you know, and you go into the ninth inning tied or behind. So it pretty much means you get the extra at bat. That one's another +1.5 at -150. But unlike the Pirates, who are at home, the Mariners are on the road, and that +1.5 is a lot more valuable to a road team. So I think if I was going to be willing to lay a little juice on a run line, you know, looking at those two next to each other, it would be the Mariners that I'd be more likely to play, simply because, you know, you're getting the extra at bat, and it's a nice bounce back spot for them. And we know that Robbie Ray is more than capable. So I see the Mariners a little undervalued tomorrow after the loss tonight.
What do you make of the total at 7 with Robbie Ray and Verlander on the hill?
That's, man, Gabe, 7s in Major League Baseball, I don't think I could play it under there. I mean, you know, 3-3, and you're, you know, at minimum, it's a push for the over. And, you know, the way extra innings work these days, full game totals, especially low full game totals like that, I mean, you're really playing with fire if you were to take under 7. Because even, like, you know, say it's a competitive game, 2-2, The average runs scored in an extra inning frame this year is over 3 runs. Like, that's kind of, I hate the rule, I hate the ghost runner thing, but that's kind of wild to think that the average number of runs in an inning after the ninth inning, so an extra inning frame this season in Major League Baseball, is more than three runs. So your under, if that game happens to be tied, even if it's like 1-1 or 2-2, is like pretty much in jeopardy. And so I don't think I've bet a full game under all season, and I don't think I would start here.
Adam Trigger kicking it with us, fearful of the ghosts and the ghost runner. All right, so the trade deadline's rapidly approaching, and looks like San Francisco's starting to trend in the wrong direction right now. Listen, they greatly overachieved last year. I think they were kind of waiting to see which way things would go over the last couple of weeks. And even though you could argue, like, listen, they're still within striking distance of the wild card, but it's not happening. And we also know that San Francisco's looking to spend some money. They're actually in connection and talks with the Soto deal. They've got money. We know that they've got their eye on Aaron Judge as well. What do you make of this series this weekend against the Cubs? And you've got Stroman on the hill here for the Cubs. With San Francisco. San Francisco laying -135. What's your take?
I think, you know, the Cubs, Gabe, are a team that I've kind of played on recently, and I've had success doing it, of course. But coming into tonight, they had won six straight, and they've actually, you know, they had that lengthy losing streak before the All-Star break, but those games were at, you know, four-game series at the Dodgers, the red-hot Orioles, and then they played the Mets. You know, that's kind of, I think it's reasonable that they had a little losing streak there. If you go back before that, you know, they won series against the Brewers, the Red Sox, the Cincinnati Reds, and the Cardinals. So that's, you know, to me, you know, that's pretty impressive for a team like the Cubs, I guess, where you look at them in the standings. And then, of course, they've played extremely well of late, sweeping the Phillies in Philadelphia and taking the two-game series against the Pirates. So I think the Cubs are live as an underdog here. The San Francisco Giants, to me, you know, as far as whether they trade or not, really not a concern of mine. I'll pivot off of whatever they decide to do. But this team's been a fade for me all year. You know, I talked about the Phillies being poor defensively this year. The Giants have been a bottom-five team in like every defensive metric the entire season. And that's, you know, you go back to last year when they were, you know, everyone had, essentially everyone on their roster had a, you know, overachieved. You know, they're not getting the home runs they were last year. They're middle of the pack. You know, the bullpen's been bottom third. So the Giants have been a team that I've looked to play against whenever possible. And that's kind of how I would look tomorrow night. I think I would say the Cubs have the value there at the small plus price. I don't know if I'll get to the window with it. The Cubs would be a team that I'd be looking to back tomorrow. I think they'd be a little bit undervalued there.
All right, finally, in closing, before we get you out of here, KBO baseball overnight for the late night, early morning degenerates. We got action at 5:30 Eastern time in the morning, 2:30 Pacific. Doosan Bears -150. The Eagles +130. The Heroes nearly 2-1 favorites against the Dinos. What do you like tonight in the KBO, Adam?
Yeah, so I will give you guys a KBO best bet, but also I think this is an angle that might make money, at least for the foreseeable future, because I don't think the odds makers can possibly quantify what's gone on with the Hanwha Eagles this year. So, Gabe, they're far and away in last place. If you look at the standings, they're by far the worst team. Their record coming into this game is 27-62, which is by far last place. However, they spent almost the entire first half with both of their import former major league pitchers on the DL, and they were also missing arguably their best, you know, their best domestic, so Korean-born hitter. Since then, he's returned. So he was out for 6 weeks. He's back, and they were able to replace the two foreign pitchers that were hurt. They bring in Yeffrey Ramirez, former Dodger, who's been outstanding since he's come into the league, and Felix Pena hasn't had as many starts, but he pitched pretty well last time out. He's a former, I think he was on the Angels most recently. I know he spent time on the Mets. I expect him to do well, you know, once he kind of gains his bearings, which he looked like he did last start. Mike Tauchman, former Yankees and Rockies, has actually turned out to be be one of the better foreign hitters in the league this year. He's on the team as well. So they're just massively, massively underpriced now that they're sort of getting healthy and getting some of, you know, what was supposed to be their starting roster back. Doosan is a team that I would fade. They, you know, they're accustomed to being at the top of this league, but this year they've had injuries. You know, Ariel Miranda, former major leaguer, was the MVP of this league last year, and he's now no longer in the league. He was essentially hurt, and they let him go. They haven't gotten his replacement in yet. So tomorrow, the Hanwha Eagles, you can get them at +1.5 at -130 on their home field, where they've been much better than they have been on the road this year. I think that's insane. I think they'll probably win. I actually like them to win the game, but the fact that you can get a 1.5 with them is wild, and I would look to keep betting this team because I think it's going to take the books a while to adjust because of that horrible record. But Hanwha is a team that you're just going to want to bet on regularly going forward. I like them on the run line because I think there's value. I think there'll be value there, but they're gonna surprise in the second half. So Hanwha Eagles +1.5. And I think this is a play on team for you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And the KBO, if that's what you're into.
Adam Trigger, WagerTalk.com. Excellent insight from Adam. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Mo, you want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Thanks, Adam Trigger, for kicking it with us. Thanks, Mo. I am Gabe Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159, I'm on your 1090 ESPN Radio. Thanks to Trigger for joining us, talking baseball trade deadline rapidly approaching right now. And listen, there's report after report after report after report. But we've got more reports now that now the Angels actually are listening to trade offers for Shohei Ohtani. There's been a lot of discussion about Ohtani's future with the Angels over the last week or so. He's only under contract for another year. He's up for salary arbitration this year, but he'll be a free agent after next year. And if the Angels do not believe that he is going to re-sign with them, then they're going to have to pull the trigger and move him. You can't just lose him for nothing, and people would give up a lot. Now, I don't think he's going to get traded. Personally, I don't think he gets traded. I think he could get traded next year. I think they're going to feel it out. I think the Angels will try one last time. I think the Angels will go all in next year. They'll spend money and they'll try to send a message to him that they're trying to win. I don't think it'll be enough. I don't, you know, my prediction is Ohtani will not be an Angel, but in 2 years. But I don't think that he's going to get traded before Tuesday. It's a complicated deal with him as well. It would take a lot. It would take a lot, which kind of leads me into the Los Angeles Dodgers and Soto, in which I don't think the Dodgers are going to do it. I've told you guys this in the past that my, you know what I mean? If the Dodgers are going to do it, I think they would have done it already. And I get it that the Nationals are looking, you know what I mean? They're waiting to see what the best offer is. But the Dodgers could have made the best offer if they really wanted to. They had Soto in town for the All-Star game, and he was there for a couple of days. They didn't make any sort of moves. He was there earlier in the week, right? Like, if you're trading for a player and you want to get him and he's a super megastar and stuff and you know you're going to trade for him, would you really let him play for the other team? right against you and take a risk of getting hurt, wouldn't you just say, well, listen, we're doing this. Let's just pull the trigger now before somebody else does. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, and maybe Washington is just taking all offers, and they're going to sift through them all. They're going to say, all right, this is what we think is the best one. This is where he's going. But, Mike, I don't think the Dodgers are in the mix here right now. I don't think the Dodgers are in the mix. St. Louis is the team that's talked about the most, and we've talked a lot about San Diego. Hector Gomez is reporting that San Diego are in serious talks now with the Washington Nationals, that the talks have carried over, right? A lot of teams have talked to them. We're not talking, we're just talking. But a lot of teams have talked to them, but Hector Gomez is reporting that they've actually, like, talked again. Like, they talked, and now they're talking again. In serious talks, the Padres in serious talks with the Nationals for Juan Soto. Trade talks have intensified. San Diego would send C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Morajon, Robert Hassel III, Joshua Mears. So what's that? That's 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's 4, 2 major, you know, it's 4, 5 players, a couple of big-time prospects, players that can play right away. I think, and I don't want to, like, upset everybody in San Diego right now, because we know what happened last year with Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, etc. But this is a good deal, but I think that some other teams could probably offer a better deal than this. Well, the clock is ticking. the clock is ticking. Trade deadline is Tuesday, and NFL football is next Thursday. So, you know, we're just trying to keep you up to date with what's going on here. Now, listen, man, pretty much, though, there's multiple cities and there's multiple stories about how, like, you know, the White Sox are another team with Soto. You know, if you punch it in, the White Sox have been supposedly pretty aggressive about this and actually are willing to trade for him if Washington is in. I think the St. Louis stories are real. I don't know about Seattle. My gut tells me that Seattle won't do it. I think San Diego has a legitimate chance here, though, because my gut tells me Los Angeles aren't in. I think the Los Angeles Dodgers are thinking, we just paid Freddie Freeman a ton of money. We just paid Mookie Betts a ton of money. They can't let Trey Turner walk. And people aren't talking about Trey Turner very much, but they can't. You know, Trey Turner's one of the best players in the game. So Trey Turner doesn't get talked about the same, you know, the media doesn't talk about him and, you know, the fan social media, but he's going to make a lot of money, man, right? So the Dodgers, and I also think the Dodgers, and it's just me, my gut and my own personal opinion and feeling, I think the Dodgers would rather get Ohtani than Soto. I think the Dodgers would rather get Ohtani from a marketing standpoint, from a baseball standpoint, you know, I mean, the fact that he's a pitcher and a hitter. The Dodgers don't like long-term deals. The Dodgers don't, you know what I mean? Like, so they're already sort of breaking their mold a little bit. I don't think they want to make a habit of it. And I also think that they're thinking, it's too many prospects to give up for one guy. I'm starting to talk myself into this as well. Like, listen, if I'm San Diego, I'm going all in. Like, listen, if you're San Diego, you don't have a choice, right? You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to track the Dodgers down. You got to compete. You know what I mean? Like, I would go all in. But if I'm the Dodgers and I'm 35 games over 500, you know what I mean? It's one of these deals. Like, if you already live in a beautiful house and someone comes and offers you, like, look at this great real estate deal I have for you. It's like, yeah, but I already live in that, like, you know? It's like, yeah, you've got a great property for sale, but I already have a great property. You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't get brought up enough, I think. You know, I mean, if you're talking about team chemistry and stuff, and also, I think the Dodgers figure, and I'm thinking for them, but I think that you're better off, actually. And I like Soto a lot. He's a superstar and all that, but whatever. You know what I mean? I think you're better off trading, like, instead of trading, like, 4 or 5 blue-chip prospects for Soto, you're better off, to me, trading one blue chip for Castillo. You know what I mean? Like, sort of, you know, not all of them at once. And then the other thing is, you want to keep some of these guys. You want to keep some of them, right? You just don't want to give up on them and let them thrive and become stars elsewhere. So my gut tells me that Los Angeles isn't in. So my prediction is, when other people, I don't know, I want to put my name on it at least, I'm going to say St. Louis or San Diego now. And I think the Toronto Blue Jays are a dark horse that people don't talk about enough for Soto. I think the Blue Jays, listen, the Blue Jays have the money, and they also have the prospects, and the Blue Jays are spending money, but they could spend more. Like, the Blue Jays still have a lot of young players that aren't making a ton of money yet. So they could see this as now is the time to actually try to, you know, put them over the top. Soto is good enough, like, but you know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of players that, like, you know what I mean, if you trade for someone like Benintendi right now. Does Benintendi put the Yankees over the top? No. They were already good. All right, so you threw on another really good player, right, into the mix. I think pitching is the way to go. I think that's what the Los Angeles Dodgers will be thinking here. San Diego already stacked with their rotation, and they wouldn't have to give up anybody really here that, you know, would damage their chances moving into the postseason. I think it would be a massive needle mover for San Diego to get Soto. I really do. Like, you know what I mean? There's certain teams. Like, you know, if he went to Seattle, you know what I mean? Would Seattle go to the World Series because Soto was there? I don't think so. Like, you know, if Soto suddenly is on the Seattle Mariners, does that mean they're going to beat the Houston Astros in a 7-game series? No. I don't believe so. I think it's, you know what I mean? It depends on the situation and where he goes. If he goes to San Diego, does that give them a better chance of beating the Dodgers in the playoffs? Hell yeah. Does it give them a better chance of beating the Braves in the playoffs? I think it really does. So I think it, you know, sort of depends on where Soto ends up as far as how much he moves the needle. But it's interesting from a betting and a future standpoint. Right? If, you know what I mean? If you really feel, you have a strong feeling this is where he's going to end up, then you could pull the trigger. Let's check in with the updated numbers right now. As far as the futures are concerned, they haven't really moved all that too much, besides the fact that people are starting to buy out of the Yankees a little bit. The Yankees were plus 300 and the Dodgers were plus 350 for the last couple of weeks. Now the Dodgers are plus 330 and the Yankees are plus 330. And I said it before and I'm going to say it again. I guess people are going to wait until Tuesday here, but the Dodgers price isn't going to get any better. It's only going to come down. So if you like the Los Angeles Dodgers to win the World Series, and imagine if they get Soto, it's going to drop to like 225 or something stupid like that. It's already kind of ridiculous at plus 330, but like I said, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not like the Dodgers are, it's going to go down. It's, you know, it's not, you know, it's only going to keep on going down, not going up. Yankees are at plus 330 right now. The Astros are holding strong at plus 450. I think that's your World Series here. I think it's Los Angeles and Houston. I think the Atlanta Braves at 9-1 is not a bad number. The Toronto Blue Jays are a flashy team, but I don't think they have what it takes to actually win multiple playoff series. I think they could win like a playoff series. I think they could win, you know what I mean? I don't think the Blue Jays can turn double plays enough. I don't think they can make wise enough and smart enough base running decisions enough to, like, go to the World Series. But they do have the talent. And then there's, like, a massive... Listen, San Diego are 18-1 right now. St. Louis are 40-1. If you do believe the reports that the Cardinals are the front runners and that the Cardinals this, Cardinals that for Soto... If you have Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, and Juan Soto, you should not be 40-1. The St. Louis Cardinals are 40-1 right now, and they could legitimately get Juan Soto. You know what I mean? Like you know, if the Houston Astros got Juan Soto, they would move from 450 to 350 or something. The Dodgers can't really move that much, right? Like, yeah, the Dodgers would move, you know, 250 or whatever. But if he went to the Cardinals, like that would be a steal, like getting the Cards at 40-1 right now. For the record, the White Sox are 40-1, but the White Sox suck, all right? The Cardinals don't suck. The Seattle Mariners are 40-1. I think the Mariners are going to make the playoffs, but I don't see the Mariners going very far in the playoffs. I think they're one of these teams where it's just like, it's like, you know, playoffs or bust type of thing. They haven't made the playoffs in 20-plus years, longest drought out of any pro sports team in any of the major sports leagues and not making the playoffs. So I could see Seattle getting there, but I don't think they would do some damage moving forward. St. Louis are dangerous, man. St. Louis are one of those teams that, you know, I mean, you know, people look at and you don't fear, but then when you play them, you're like, this isn't fun. I got to tell you, the Cardinals give the Dodgers all they can handle all the time. Cardinals at 40-1 with the Soto talk, not a bad spin of the wheel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not. Like that anger management class. 3-minute warning. Quickest 108 minutes in sports talk radio. Man, it's been a fast week this week, even though it's hot as hell. And it's hot as hell. And we've had a lot of screw job bad beats. Teddy brought it up earlier. He's like, when are your bad beats? I'm like, you want a bad beat? How about tonight? I didn't even get to it. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's just like every day. Tonight, we had a 7-point teaser in a CFL game. So we had plus 10 over 42. 24-17 final score. We lose by one, like one stupid point. And the thing is, in a CFL, you can get 1 point, right? And there were a million times, man, like, oh, it was one of those frustrating deals. NFL preseason starts on Thursday night. The under's 33.5. It's so low, but I'm going to be on the under in that game. There's a football game on ESPN2 tomorrow night. The BC Lions and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The BC Lions have not beaten the Rough Riders since like 2017. It's been 8 straight times that they've lost to them. But I think the streak ends. Like Axl Rose said, nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. I think the streak ends tomorrow. I think the BC Lions are going to beat Saskatchewan tomorrow. If they don't, honestly, man, you can make a lot of money. And I've gotten away from it a little bit. But you can make a lot of money with the CFL teasing these games. Like, if you just tease the underdog. Like, you tease the underdog tonight, they covered. You know what I mean? Montreal did cover on the teaser. It just fell short with 1 point. There's not a lot of blowouts in this league. Like, most of the games are pretty competitive and pretty close. The game tomorrow night will be another one that's competitive and close. But we like the BC Lions. BC's going to win this game. Tomorrow night on the show, more football talk, football future talk, a lot of baseball talk. Tony Finn will join us. We got Rob Vino. We're going to talk Raiders tomorrow. We got Vinny Bonsignore joining us from Raiders camp. A Raider team that I am high on. The late night anger management class is done. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.